The Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness area is a step back in time. The area is rough and rugged, and few people actually live in this part of central Idaho's backcountry. But tucked into the middle of these sprawling public lands is the University of Idaho's Wilderness Research Station, known as Taylor Ranch. From there, researchers conduct surveys on everything from wolves and bears to cougars and wildfires. Researchers Jim and Holly Akinson were among those who made Taylor Ranch their home. Now they're looking back with a new book called 7,003 Days, 21 Years in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness. Our Samantha Wright asked the husband and wife team how they got started there.
And it actually started in 1990 after our first tenure at Taylor Ranch. We were there from 82 to 90, and then we did a second tour of duty, so to speak, from 97 to 2010. But in all those years, regardless of which tenure, we kept the diary. And the book is based on the diary, the daily entries, and that, thus the name 7,003 Days. Because that's how many days we, either Holly or I, had entries in what we called the Taylor Book, which is the daily journal.
And then the theme of the book that Jim decided to focus on was the change from old Idaho to new Idaho. And we really saw a significant change in our lifestyle in the central Idaho wilderness, as well as changes that were broader than just in the wilderness. And so it connects that old piece with the more modern day living.
And what's your favorite story in the book from your time at Taylor Ranch?
My favorite stories were interacting with nature, whether it was tracking wolves and finding wolf pups, or whether it was addressing fire, where we realized, oh, this is true wilderness. We don't have the option to say, I want to get out of the wilderness and not deal with a massive wildfire that's overtaking us. So the adventure and the connection to nature were really my favorite aspect, and I really love sharing that with the students that came to Taylor Ranch.
And I guess for me, the chapter that's called Backcountry Woodsmanship would have been my favorite, which is basically the life on the trail, not just specifically our life around the field station, but when we were out doing research or various things where we're packing to wall tent camps and living away from the amenities of Taylor Ranch, per se. And it just talks about packing mules, setting up wall tents, living a life the way it was lived for not only that time period for us, but 100 years prior, up to 100 or more years prior. And that's really the living history aspect connecting old Idaho with new Idaho.
And you mentioned fire. Talk about the fire of 2000. How scary was that? It sounds like it was quite the harrowing experience in the book.
Well, yeah, it was. And it was fleeing from Taylor Ranch with a wall of fire coming down the Big Creek Canyon and fleeing on horseback, not knowing for sure if we would be able to outrun the fire, which, as it turned out, we were able to. But then evacuating to the Flying Bee Ranch on the Middle Fork of the Salmon, 22 miles away, where we experienced a more major fire event. Basically, we were inside of a fire storm with 12 other people. And that was extremely harrowing. It was certainly life-threatening, and it made for a good action-packed chapter to write about.
And I wanted to ask you guys, what are you hoping that people who read the book take away from it?
Idaho's backcountry, Idaho's wilderness is expansive, and it's big enough to contain a culture, contain a lot of old ways that I think really hallmarked our settlement and pioneer activities in the West. It's more than just rock, ice, and pretty mountains. That piece of Idaho, that piece of backcountry captures a culture. So it's the last relic of the wild frontier element of the Western United States. So capturing culture is one of the messages that I guess I wanted to convey.
The Frank Church is the largest contiguous wilderness area in the lower 48. Currently, Jim and Holly Akinson live in eastern Oregon. Jim works for the Oregon Hunters Association, and Holly is on the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission. They'll be in downtown Boise at Rediscovered Books January 17th to talk about their book, 7,003 Days.